The Jacksonville Jaguars are dominant in their trip to Los Angeles to play the Chargers. I said it, dominant. And I'm going to tell you more about it here on a special postcast of Locked On Jaguars.
You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
A very happy Sunday to all of my Jaguar followers and fans here on Locked On Jaguars. I am Tony Wiggins, the host of Locked On Jaguars, where it's your team every day, and we thank you for making us your first listen. And we always are eternally grateful for you joining us. It's a special day, man, around here, around these parts. I got people that have been calling me, asking me if it's real. It is real. The Jaguars win 38-10. Versus the deadly vaunted Los Angeles Chargers. And we predicted it here on Locked On Jaguars last week that they would win the game. We predicted that they would score 31 points, not 38. And we also sort of laid the blueprint of how they could win and who would be the big reasons why they won. The man of the hour to me is Doug Peterson. And I had a feeling that he would outcoach Brandon Staley. That's just it. And I know sometimes when you get coach versus coach, you can say, well, they're not really playing against each other. Brandon Staley is a defensive coach and Doug Peterson is an offensive coach. And I think Doug Peterson is better at what he does than the other guy. But more importantly, what happened here today for the Jags is they made believers out of a lot of people who didn't really think that this was real and tangible. And I wasn't necessarily talking about the result of the game. I was talking about the way that they play. See, to me, that's more important than right now than the results of the game, although you always want to win and you never want to have more victories. But you got to be who you are. And if you're good and if you are who you are every single time on a consistent basis, then good things going to happen more often than not, and the result is going to be them winning. Their body language and their demeanor on the sideline, watching it on television, showed me that the only people in the world who were not surprised at what transpired today was them. They expected this. The way that they walked around and the way that Doug was coaching and the way that those players kept responding time after time, it's almost as if they were looking at us through the TV saying, what the hell you thought it was? Shame on you for thinking that we wasn't a real deal. The Jaguars are a big physical football team on defense. And it's not, you don't ever try to hurt people, but it's not like it wasn't happenstance or just bad circumstances that you saw the Chargers players getting toted off the field. That's what happens when things get physical. That's what happens when someone makes you have to go a little bit harder. You see it in the track when guys break form because the guys beat them, so they're trying real hard in track. That's when they pull something because they don't run with form or play with form. And what happened is the Chargers got punched in their face. And the team that did the punching is the team that is usually one who gets punched. And it's your Jacksonville Jaguars in Jacksonville. Duval, stand up. Duval till we die. You guys need to stand up and be proud of the way that this football team, not only the fact that they won, but the way that they went out and represented. How many times have we talked in the past about there's nothing wrong with the air here. There's nothing wrong with wearing teal. There's nothing wrong with the water we drink in Jacksonville. There's nothing wrong with where our stadium is. Eventually, if you change the people and you get two spots right, the coach and the quarterback, and we discussed that. We also discussed why I thought they were going to win the division. When you change those things and then you go out and you prepare, you're supposed to eventually get good. Ain't no curse. You don't stay bad forever just because. You're not inherently awful just because you're in Duval County. No, you change it one brick at a time. And that's what they're doing. And we saw it coming. And I told you I saw it coming. The main reason is because of the calm, cool hand of Doug Peterson. I'm going to give y'all a reason to be as petty as you want to be, and I'm going to do it for 1 second because I said I wasn't going to do this anymore, but guess what? I am going to do it. I hope Urban King Joffrey Meyer is watching so he realizes just how much of a bum he was last year with what he did to this football team when James Robinson breaks a touchdown. Yeah, the one that he cut in the same building last year at this point or late in the season. Not cut, but the one he benched and then lied about it. This is what professional football looks like. This is what a coach looks like. This is what leadership is. And I'm glad it's on full display for everybody to see it. And I'm glad for the Jaguars, all of those players. I'm always saying I'm glad for the fans, but I'm really glad for a bunch of players that worked their butt off. I'm glad for Trevor Lawrence. He started out today shaky, overthrowing people. But like last week, he had a whole week to think about it, and he overcame the shaky performance, and he played well. Well, now you see it's not going to be just something that he has to do over a week or over a game. Now what you saw from Trevor Lawrence, you saw him from one drive to the next get himself together. That's maturity, and that's growth. 38-10. Jacksonville, I couldn't be more proud of a bunch of people. I couldn't be more proud for and happy for a bunch more people like I am the fans. I'm going to go over some stats, and I'm going to tell you why these stats are a reflection of the blueprint that we've talked about here on Locked On Jaguars for a long, long time about what this team needs to do to establish an identity. And I'll do all of that in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars. After I tell you guys about Prize Picks, I hope you got your selections in today. I did, and I won. Prize Picks is a daily fantasy where you get the entries, you get put in entries based on player projections that were already chosen by Prize Picks. And then you just decide whether those players are going to get more or less than what their projections are. And if you get up, you can get up to 10 times your money, whatever you wager, if you get them all right. And you can even have a flex option where once you choose five, you can get four right or three right, and you'll still at least win something. The way that you get this is to go to prizepicks.com or download the Prize Picks app and then sign up. And whatever you do when you sign up, you're going to receive a 100% instant deposit match of up to $100 with the promo code Locked On. If you sign up with an initial deposit of $100, you use the Locked On promo code and you'll get $100 matched. If you do $50, they'll match $50. Prize Picks will. Make sure you sign up. Remember, it's daily fantasy. You choose your entries based on player projections, and you decide whether you're going to go more or less at prizepicks.com. All right, man, running through here on a postcast, we're going to talk about some numbers and how those numbers are a reflection of what is really going on with this team. We talked about how they have to play, get out early, get off to early starts, not only in the drives and in down and distance, but get off to early starts on the scoreboard. And the difference between today's game and the game in Washington in week one is when they got chance to get points, they took the three. They were up 6-0. They didn't gamble. They didn't come away empty. And eventually they went up 13-0. And then the Chargers scored a touchdown. So if this was like missed opportunities in Washington, instead of being 13-7, it would have been 7-7. And you would have outplayed the team and still not had much to show for it. The Jaguars get a field goal heading into halftime. They took the three. 16-7 at halftime. Chargers come out, get a field goal. It's 16-10. You go, okay, what are they going to do? Okay, I'm going to show you what we're going to do. We're going to go bip, 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 touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. Two-point conversion. We're going to win the game 38-10. The Jaguars control the clock over 38 minutes of time of possession and only 21 minutes of time of possession for the Chargers. Controlling the clock, playing ahead of the sticks, getting them off the field on third down, not allowing things to start steamrolling. Mike Williams caught an early pass on Tyson Campbell. They didn't let it steamroll. They didn't let it get on their nerves. the Jaguars continue to turn people over. Interception again by Devin Lloyd, creating fumbles on hard hits and recovering those fumbles. Moving the sticks. What did I tell y'all about Zay Jones, the smooth criminal? Zay Jones had 10 catches today for 75 yards and a tutty, catching the ball in the backfield, making people miss, getting to the sticks and getting first downs. How about the old man of the group, Marvin Jones Jr., with a toe-tap touchdown in the back of the end zone to seal the game? Christian Kirk, another player who did his thing. I got to give Travis Etienne some love. Ran hard, ran smart at the end of the game. Isn't it a thing of beauty that when the Jaguars actually got the ball late, especially on their last drive, up 31-10, still a lot of time left on the clock, still a lot of time left on the clock, and what did they do? They went on a drive, man, where they just ate so much time up off that clock. The Jaguars ate up so much time off of the clock. It was amazing. It was a thing of beauty. It was double-digit minutes left in the game at that point when they got the ball. By the time they gave up the ball, they scored a touchdown, and there was like 2 minutes left, a little bit more. Thing of beauty, man. They held the ball when they needed to, and we always talk about running the ball when you want to and running the ball when you have to, and the Jaguars did both. It was an absolute masterclass effort and a masterpiece by the Jaguars, led by the head coach, the man of the hour, in my opinion, Doug Peterson. I know y'all happy on Sunday. I am, too. I got to tell you guys about NuGenix, man. NuGenix is the real deal. Now, I'm getting older. My body's changing. As much as I like to think I'm still Hercules, I'm not. I got aches and pains. Hell, I got a heating pad on my bed right now, right? Dad bod is trying to catch up with me. But I feel like I need some energy, right? So I get this Total T from NuGenix. It has man-boosting key ingredients like testosterone, and it has been validated in 5 clinical studies shown to boost free testosterone levels in men. I don't just like it. My wife likes it too, right? She loves me feeling like my old self. Total T boosts free testosterone that the aging process robs. You'll feel stronger, leaner, and more energy and drive and more passion too. Your partner will notice the difference. Get a complimentary bottle of NuGenix Total T when you text NFL to 231-231. Now, text NFL to 231-231. And get on it, man. I'm telling you, it's the number one selling testosterone booster at GMC. It can help re-energize your life and help you get back to the powerful, confident, good-looking warrior you used to be. All right, man. Some parting information here on Locked On Jaguars on a Sunday special postcast edition. We'll have our full podcast tomorrow, as always, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, right? Because it's your team every day, and we thank you for making us your first listen. Check it out on YouTube. Make sure you like and subscribe and tell all your friends. Y'all listen to me, man, talk about the Jaguars when we weren't winning. So I know since we're winning, y'all got to keep staying with you, boy. You know, don't get bougie on me now and start thinking that it's all sweet and you don't need this good Jaguar stuff coming in your ear, because this was a dominating performance. So to answer this question that I've gotten 3 phone calls, shout out to my man Brandon for being the first one. He says, make it make sense. Is it real? It's real. It's real. I'm not telling you they're going to win every game that they play, but it's real. The old Jaguars are gone, y'all. That not winning and not competing and trying to figure stuff out and throwing stuff, this team has a plan. The old Jaguars are gone. Take a bow and enjoy it. Make sure you check us out here every single day on the Locked On Podcast Network, Locked On Jaguars, wherever you get your podcasts, free on all platforms, and it's your team every day. Until tomorrow, I'll see you guys later. Celebrate the victory, 38-10, Jacksonville.